Thank you. Here and I'd heard there are pictures of me in my sailor suit before the show. I'll have those taken down, but I do like the water and I love sailing on this lake, and a friend of mine took me out once on it, and it's, so it's just not tall buildings and money and Irish pubs. And a fucking great basketball team. It's really good to be back. Really is great to be here. Always. We come through as often as we can. We've been coming since we were children, and so this song maybe fits. As kids are alright.
I don't mind. Thank you. Sometimes I'm scared of the lies that leave her behind. That keeps her all right. That keeps her all right. That keeps her all right. That keeps her all right.
I can see for miles and miles. Thank you.
guess we'll see that. I'm always tempted to start to make things up. But when I start to make things up, I tend to turn it will seem vicious. I don't want to die!
That's only the passage.
I don't want to die! Stuff like that.
Kill yourself.
I'm only using a plectrum. It doesn't actually cut. This one, we played four songs from Quadrophenia in this set. And I think maybe not the last time we were in Chicago, but the time before we were doing the complete Quadrophenia. And thank you to everybody who came out to see that. It was a joy for me in particular to see it, as I'd imagined it could be back in 1973 when we first launched it. And it turned out to be a bit of a dog. Could you shout? Some of those guys can't hear you, but everything you're saying is very nice.
It's not the bollocks, mate.
He's not the saying he loves me. We are all set, I think, you and me. Anyway, it was great to play it, and we're doing a few songs from it tonight.
Thank you.
So there you have it. That side is our serious side. And back in the early days when we used to be a boy band, a pop band, doing unadulterated pop singles. And what a great thing the single was. Make a great statement in 3 minutes. And Pete here was the master of a great statement in 3 minutes. You know, it's a shame the singles have gone, because it was a magical period. And this one, I couldn't kind of get to grips with singing it at first, because I thought, who is this person? And I realised it's every fucking bloke on the planet. and it was won over on the BBC, because they played it and played it and played it, not realising that underneath it all, it was about masturbation. Pieces of Lily! Supposed to be funny at all.
But it's humorous.
It's a very serious matter.
It was.
Probably, Rog, Mr. Hanson, probably a bit more important to me than you, maybe.
Let's not go there.
Anyway, the last thing my father would have given me is dirty pictures, I can tell you that. What do you call these that I found under your bed?
They're just pictures of... I'm an art student. I have to draw from the nude.
it was all pretty mild stuff. No, the story was about these were little postcards of the 20s. Heroin from the music hall days that all of my girlfriends wore. Anyway. I can see you're all embarrassed, you fucking tossers. I know what you get up to. One of you even brought the evidence in. He's got his son here, look.
Good to see you, lad.
He's got earplugs in, so he can't hear a single thing.
Hopefully.
of course, Ruth Knight, the big tracks on the play later, but this is really my favourite track of the night.
Thank you. Every year is the same, I feel it again, I'm a loser,
a chance to win. Deep start burning,
come down the sky, loneliness starts again.
Show for, as an individual piece. First time we've done this kind of thing. Because Pete has written so many great pieces of music that don't include words. as well as being a fabulous wordsmith, and I've had the privilege of singing those songs, I know how good they are. He writes fabulous, fabulous, fabulous rock music that is written in a classical form, and there are undertures, overtures, in between the tours, under the table tours. You know, they're fabulous bits of music. This, I think, is Peter at his best. It's a number from Quadrophenia called The Rock.
Thank you. Music for proper men, isn't it? Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is music for proper men. Men who've been to prison and stuff like that. And of course, Irish people. I'm fucking Irish, a little bit. The nose might appear otherwise, but I definitely have quarter Irish blood, if not a half. Depends how you look at it. It's definitely where the genius comes from. It's also definitely where the alcoholism came from. Anyway, it's also where the big head comes from. This song is about people with big heads.
Just put on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
over the world. People are marching with their banners unfurled. People are yelling, something say. People are marching, ain't going away.
The band, but just give me a couple more minutes here. On guitar and vocals over there is my brother Simon Townsend. And do check him out on his website, simontownsend.com. Okay, Reg Mood Paul, isn't it? Yeah. In the back there, John Corey. Just playing the piano and singing next to him on music director, singing and playing some extra keyboards. This is our music director. He's a great guitar player, but we've got enough guitars. This is Frank Stein! In front of him on bass, Pino Palladino. Pino! On the other kind of electronic keyboards over here, singing backing vocals with Frank and John, you know, some of the older songs, the early songs in particular, had very complicated back and vocal parts, sort of like the Beach Boys. And I had to do them, otherwise Keith Moon wouldn't play on the records. We had to pretend a little bit to be like the Beach Boys. Anyway, on backing vocals and keyboard thingies, let it go! And I think it was yesterday I was goofing about on Instagram or something like that, and I saw the most amazing picture. It's on a Keith Moon sort of website where they sell t-shirts and stuff. I think it's Keith Moon Inc. or keithmoon.com. There's a fabulous picture of this guy with, I suppose, the man who was his tutor. And, Zach, sorry?
It was his babysitter.
Keith Moon was this guy's babysitter. It kind of explains everything, really. On drum! Zach Stampy! Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for waiting for us. I know we cancelled last year because Roger was sick. He's great now, he's in good shape. Great to have you back, Roger. Singing great. Thank you so much for coming out.
Well, listen, we've introduced the band, but none of us would be here at all without the music of this man.
Thank you.
Pete Townsend, man. I've got a young man down the front here, and I think he's just, yes, you're certainly the smallest. I don't know whether you're the youngest, but you've sat there all night looking over the shoulders. Chicago, we've had some wonderful times here in the past. It's been 50 years since we've been coming to Chicago. Well, 49 years, but it feels like 50. But I've got to say, last year I was really sorry to cancel that leg of that tour, but I had no option. It was a really rotten time in my life, and I wouldn't have got through it without a lot of support from you guys, the fans, so many people. And all I can say is thank you so much, so, so much. It meant so much to me. Anyway, tonight, you've been a great crowd to entertain. May you all go home and be happy. May you be very healthy in your lives. And also, be lucky! Good night.